Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the She's My Sister podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about managing stress.
So when we were discussing like what we wanted to do for our next episode, I brought up doing this episode on managing stress because my mom and I went to a course for our continuing education on managing acute stress. And it was really interesting, and I felt like there was a lot of stuff I'd like to share. The guy who put on the course's name was Dr. William Sieber. I wanted to give him credit. I was wanting to talk about like what are our most common like daily stressors, because I think those are kind of different than like the big life stressors, you know? Because it's like it's different to be stressed about putting the garbage out in time for garbage day when you forgot it the last 2 weeks versus like
they were moving across the country.
Yeah. Or like I just got a new job or I just lost my job or things like that. So a lot of the course that we went to, I didn't know this when we signed up for it, but a lot of it was talking about more like PTSD and people who have suffered like a super traumatic event and what they go through and like treatment for them. But the part that I want to talk about today is more just tips and tricks that he talked about and treatments that sometimes are used for these patients, but that we can also use like day to day and things that are really good for everyone to be doing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what are some of your guys's like just daily stressors?
Well, a couple of days ago, I was really stressed because I would try to go to sleep and I would just lay in bed for hours. And I felt like I was awake all night long trying to sleep and couldn't, which I realize is the opposite problem you guys have, because you just can't go to sleep because you have to do things. But I was literally just laying in bed all night long and I couldn't sleep and I couldn't figure it out. And I realized that for like 4 or 5 days straight, I was getting boba tea every day. Oh. And I forgot about the fact that, I mean, obviously it has caffeine in it. You know, it's made with tea, made with like black or green tea. And I have been, for the most part, avoiding most caffeine for like almost a year now, you know. So I just barely slept for like 2 or 3 nights straight. And then it dawned on me and I felt very silly that I didn't put two together before that. So I was just laying there super stressed out about not sleeping and then telling myself, it's okay, you don't have to do anything in the morning, so it's not a problem. But still kind of stressing about the fact that I couldn't just like knock myself out. But I think what I meant to say with all that is just that sleep and like whether or not you're getting it or if you're getting good sleep, I feel like it can be kind of stressful.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And like that's something you talked about, too, is how important sleep is for you. And I always say this, when you aren't able to get sleep, for whether you have insomnia, like you were kind of going through, Amy, or if you have a baby and they wake you up all the time, it's frustrating when you're like reading something and it's like, these are the reasons you need to get 8 hours of sleep a day.
I just sent you that picture out of the Women's Health magazine, and it was talking about the ideal like minimum, the number you should get is at least 7. And then it was listing off all of these major health issues that will happen, like increased anxiety, weight gain, headaches, all kinds of things that happen if you don't get this amount of sleep. And it was one of those like, well, I could have told you this without you having to run a study.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I'm not getting this much sleep and I'm having all of these issues.
Yeah. Well, and so I guess like for you too, Katie, like sleep is a big stressor right now.
Just a little bit of background with both of my girls, neither one of them sleep well at night. I shouldn't say sleep well. I should say basically they don't sleep unless someone's in there with them. You know what? Like eventually, you know, I know this is a phase. Eventually it will end. Like Josie's a great sleeper now. And I know Genevieve will be eventually. It's hard when there's no like end date. One thing I find less stressful this time around, though, is that I'm not bothering doing like deep dives, like scouring the internet, trying to find tips and tricks and like statistics and everything, because I already went through that with Josie and it didn't matter. Like I've already tried everything and I've just come to accept like this is how my children sleep or don't sleep. And like it will pass at some point. It's not like because of a lack of me doing something.
Yeah, you're kind of letting go of that feeling that it's because of you or you're responsible for the
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, as far as daily stressors, I feel like for me, one of the biggest things is keeping my house clean and orderly. And right now I've been going through, like, a big decluttering process and not getting into it because we want to focus on the task at hand. But having, like, clutter and dirty dishes and things needing to be done around the house and not feeling like I have enough time to get it done, that like stresses me out, even though
yes, definitely.
It seems like something that shouldn't be so stressful because it's like I'm gonna get it done eventually. It's not like life or death, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's definitely something that causes me stress.
I think that's really normal though, like the environment that you're in every single day and probably where you're spending a lot of your time. It's going to, in fact, affect the way you feel. Like, if it's really organized, you feel like you know where everything is and you like the way it looks, I feel like you're going to feel a lot more relaxed and happy. And I think that even goes with, like, how if you've decorated it a way you like and all that kind of stuff, I think that just helps you relax and helps you feel less stressed in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at, like, the hoarder episodes on TV, like, stresses me out.
Those are stressful.
I feel like a really big one we're not mentioning and that I think everyone stresses about is money. And mm-hmm. even if you have like enough, you're worried about, am I saving enough? Should I be investing it? Should I be doing this? Am I saving enough for retirement? Even when you're like our age, I think it's just natural to always kind of have that in the back of your mind a little bit. Yeah. And obviously it's much more of a stressor for some people than others. But I think it kind of is always in your mind, whether you need to pay bills or you're like shopping at a store, you want to make sure you don't spend too much. That's always a little bit of a stressor just because want to make sure you're doing the right thing with it.
I very rarely pay attention to the news, and I know you want to be informed, but it also isn't helpful to be constantly, and he talked about this in the course. He was like, nobody needs to be watching the news and having two banners going across the screen, all of them saying something horrific that's going on in the world right now. Like, no one needs to be taking in that.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, and what's really terrible is I feel like a lot of older people do that. They just sit in front of the TV watching the news all day, and it's like,
and they just think that everything is awful and they can't go anywhere. Well,
and older people are already a lot of the time isolated, and it's like, so they're getting this fear of like, oh, it's dangerous outside to the point where I can't leave, and it's sad. I don't know. He was just basically saying like, yes, be informed, but maybe get your news from like something that's a little less stressful.
I was just talking with one of my friends about that, like the exact same thing about when you're constantly exposed to negative news, like that is how you're going to start thinking. And that like we both have intentionally started following, like, I don't know if you follow Upworthy, but it's just like happy things that have happened around the world. They just share that with you, or like the good news. Follow those, and it's just happy good news and things that are happening around the world, and so I really enjoy looking at those.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so I wanted to start talking about things that you can do to manage all of this stress that we go through day to day. One of the main things, one of the big things you talked about, and we all know it's good for us, but breath work and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how we can talk about all of the benefits to meditation and breath work, but majority of people, they might do it for a couple days and then they're going to fall off and stop doing it. Like, very few people actually stick with, when they hear something good that they can start doing, very few people actually implement it into like an actual daily routine. So he talked about, this is the one thing that really stood out to me, so I'm going to take you guys through it. Okay, so it's, first of all, just close your eyes, focusing on your breath, and then I want you to go to your happy place, whatever that is. Keep breathing deeply, but go to your happy place. It can be somewhere you've been. It can be somewhere that you want to go. Just wherever you feel calm and peaceful and happy, and just stay there. And think about what you're feeling and what you're smelling and what you're hearing. And I want you both to tell me two words that describe where you were, what you were feeling. You can tell me where your happy place was. You don't have to. It's up to you.
My happy place was not where I thought it would be. I think it was the first place that came to mind. That was a happy place. In Colonial Williamsburg, it goes
churning like butter.
So, okay, it kind of like merges into the town of Williamsburg, and there's a lot of adorable shops and restaurants. And all those streetways are just, like, cobbled. You just walk everywhere. There's no, like, areas for cars. And we were there just a few weeks ago, so it was fall. So there were all these beautiful leaves falling. And it just looked like the epitome of, like, New England in the fall, kind of like what I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And it was just really nice. And it was sunny and warm. And Mom and I were sitting on a bench just, like, admiring all the fall stuff. And then I kind of added in that I had, like, a boba tea. I didn't have that when I was there, but I imagine that in there.
So, Amy, in your happy place, what were your top two senses? Like, was it what you heard or, like, what you saw or what you smelled or what you tasted? What were your top two senses?
I guess it was mostly what I saw, and I kind of imagined how I felt. Like, I guess I kind of imagined the sun and, like, the feel of, like, a light breeze moving the leaves around.
Okay, so sight and touch. So you could do, like, the sun, like, feeling the warmth of the sun on you and seeing the red leaves. So your two words could be, like, warmth and red, or red warmth, or something like that.
Hmm.
Katie, do you want to say what yours was, or do you...
Sure, yeah. I was standing barefoot in the sand, and I could hear the waves kind of gently crashing against the beach, and... I could feel the sand between my toes and was watching the kids and the dogs and Aaron. We were all running around and playing on the beach.
So what were your top two senses, do you think? Was it like...
I think it was the, like, warm sand on my toes and hearing the waves.
So yours could be, like, whatever you want it to be, but it could be, like, sandy toes or... but anyways, you take those two words... And because he was saying that most of us, either we don't have time for meditation, or if we do have the time, by the time we get home from work, we're like, I don't want to do that. I'm too tired. And so this is called your 20-second reset. So he said, like, okay, if you have an office job, every time you send an email, you repeat your words. So you send an email and you're like, sandy toes. And just bring yourself back to that place and you breathe deeply for 20 seconds. Mm. Or it can be, you know, it could be anything that you do repetitively during the day. Like, every time you change a diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you can just incorporate it into your life, but it's a way to do some, like, breath work and taking yourself out of stressful situations or just out of your day-to-day life to, you know, focus on your breath. And I really liked that because it's actually something that I've been doing. It's
yeah, that is very, that's easy to do. You don't have to have, like, a ton of time set aside for it.
You can also do apps that are really good for, like, guided meditation. Even YouTube has really good ones. Sometimes I'll use YouTube. So meditation and different types of breathing. And one that I like, it's called box breathing. You may have heard of it, but you picture a square. And on the top line going horizontal, you breathe in for 4 seconds. So you breathe in 1, 2, 3, 4. Then as you're going down the side of the box, you hold your breath for 4 seconds. And then the other horizontal line going in the opposite direction, you breathe out. And then as you go back up the box, you're holding it again and then you start over. So does that make sense?
Yeah, that's one I would do with my students a lot. We would do it
And that's why I think that's another reason why it's good is because with the visual of the box, it's, you can focus on it a little bit easier because what's so hard about, like, meditating is that, and just focusing on your breathing, is that your mind just wanders so much and you're thinking, like, I need to do this. Why am I doing this when I should be doing the dishes or the laundry? You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a really good one to use. I like that one.
I think it's a coincidence that our happy places included nature. Like, when I thought of my happy place, I heard those little birds chirping, I saw the leaves, and I felt the sun. Mm-hmm. And I think that says a lot because I feel like anytime any of us get out in nature, it always makes you feel so much better.
Oh, so much.
He also did talk about how, I'm not going to go into it too much, but nature is such a good way to decrease our stress and to, especially like with people who have experienced PTSD, nature is such a good way for them to heal.
I mean, even if I just go for a walk in my neighborhood and there's tons of trees around, or if you can go to a park somewhere and just sit on the grass and by the trees. I think even like things like little things like
even that just make sitting a in my backyard.
Yeah.
You know how you said you were barefoot? Grounding. I don't know if you guys have heard about grounding, but like.
Yeah, I have because you made me take my shoes and socks off and do it with you.
So it is like shown to be good for you, like just to like ground yourself. There's a few different grounding techniques that are really good for people who have, especially like anxiety. And if you're in the middle of like feeling a panic attack coming on, there's some really good grounding techniques to minimize reacting to emotions. And it's called the 5-point with your senses. So what you do is you look around and you see 5 different things. So like for me, I see my computer, I see my water bottle, I see the microphone, I see my notes, and I see this lamp here. And then you feel 4 things. So I feel the chair under my legs, the air blowing from the air conditioner, razor and lotion on my hands. I can feel the bobby pins in my hair. And then I can hear three different things. I hear the computer kind of whirring. I can hear the sound of my own voice. I can hear the creaking of the chair I'm sitting in, which I'm trying not to let happen. And then you go over two things that you smell. So I can smell the lotion that I had on my hands, and I can smell the drink that I have in front of me. And then what can I taste? I can still taste, I had like one of those little, what are they, Hillsboro cookies? But anyways, I kind of still taste that. And so what that does is it really like brings you back to where you are and kind of gets you out of like the fight or flight that you're going into. Mm. And it really grounds you back to here and now. And then also there's one that the acronym is TIPP, T-I-P-P, and it's temperature, intense exertion, paced breathing, and progressive muscle relaxation. And this one also like has been shown to be very effective. So temperature, you go and grab ice cubes and you hold them in your hand. And this is something that like in
birthing class. They taught me that in my labor, like parenting class.
Yeah. And when you have freezing cold ice in your hand, you can't really focus on other things so much. So this is pretty interesting. So the hippocampus in our brain is related to learning, memory, and cognition. And that improves after exercise. The hippocampus shrinks with depression, but it grows with exercise. So the more that we're exercising, the more that we can improve our brains, which is pretty crazy. Meditation also, same thing. It increases the size of the hippocampus. So same
thing. That's actually interesting you said that, Maddie, because when I was doing a little research, according to verywellmind.com, having a like stressful social event, even one single socially stressful event could kill neurons in the brain's hippocampus. And I think that's interesting that exercising helps the hippocampus. So,
yeah,
that can help out about like exercising.
Combat.
And then paced breathing, which we already talked about, breath work, and then progressive muscle relaxation. So, you know what's so funny about this? When he told me this, this memory just like popped back into my head.
Of mom?
Mom was in this memory. I was really little. Like, I had gone to sleep and I couldn't sleep. And Uncle Jeff and mom were sitting there talking, and I was like, I can't sleep. And so mom and Uncle Jeff started telling me about basically progressive muscle relaxation when I was probably like 4 years old. You squeeze your toes and then you relax them. And then you squeeze your feet and you relax them.
No, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. And you like do it all the way up your body, and it like relaxes you. And so I'm like this little 4 year old in bed, like squeezing my toes and relaxing my toes. And it's something that I actually have done my whole life since then. I like do that when I can't sleep. And it really does help. Like by the time you get to like your head, I feel like you're much more relaxed. But yeah, there's a bunch of different grounding techniques actually, but those two were the ones that I thought were the most applicable.
Yeah, those are very doable.
Well, other things that anybody can do that he talked about that I have been implementing since going to this course. So while we were there, he had us set a reminder in our phone. So he said set it for like an hour before you go to bed, and we go to bed super early, so I set it for 8 p.m., but it just says gratitude, and it goes off every single night. And so every single night when it pops up on my phone, I stop what I'm doing, and I'm like, I look at Anton, and I'm like, okay, quick, three things that you're grateful for today. And it can't just be like my family, my friends, my job. It has to be like specific. So
right. It's like,
Micah ate really well today, or I got to go to do something fun that I've been looking forward to, something specific. So three things that are specific that we're grateful for every day. And I really like it because we might be in the midst of trying to like clean up from the day, and we're just like kind of, you know, busy, busy, busy. And it slows us down and makes us stop and think about like, wow, we have so much to be grateful for. And
I like the idea of setting the phone reminder for it, 'cause like that's something I try and do like at night before we go to bed, like we're saying prayers and all that. And that's kind of when I do it with, and I'll be talking to Josie about it, like, oh, what's something you were thankful for today? And then I share it. But I like the idea of having the phone reminder, because then it's like, it does, it kind of takes you out of whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
And reminds you to think about it.
Yeah. And like, you can do a gratitude journal, which I've tried doing many times in my life, and I just never keep up with it. I'm terrible at journaling. So yeah, I liked the putting it in your phone thing. And then another thing he had us put in our phone is you put in another reminder for once a week, and it just says enjoy photos. And basically you just scroll backwards in your phone, your camera roll, and you stop on one and you look at that picture and you think about like a happy picture and you think about, you're not going to stop on like a screenshot of like a bill. You're going to stop on like a photo of people you love.
That can backfire real fast.
Yeah. And you just sit there and you think about basically like what you were feeling in that photo and how those people make you feel. And you do that a few times because a lot of the time we have photos from years ago that we never look at anymore. And right. So when you go back and look at them, it kind of can bring you back to like, you have so many people in your life that you love and love you. And it's like, and even if things aren't going well, maybe right now, if you can go back and find one that things were going well in that moment, it can really help you remember, like, you know, this too shall pass type of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know how Google Photos will, like, it'll, I don't know, and Snapchat does this too. It'll show you photos like a year ago, five years ago. And show you photos. Every morning when I wake up, I feel like I used to wake up, and if I didn't want to get out of bed right away, I would check social media and stuff like that. So now in the mornings when I get up, I will look at the Google photos that have come up for like a year or 2 years ago. I'll go through those. And then I'm done with that. I'll look at the featured photos on my phone. Mm-hmm. And then I try to get up after that. So instead of starting the day with social media, which I feel like oftentimes isn't always the most positive thing to start with, I look at my old photos. And I think that's more fun. Plus, I end up usually not procrastinating getting out of bed as long that way. Because it doesn't take me that long to look at my old photos. The only negative part is when it reminds you, it'll be like, 7 years ago. And you go, no, that couldn't have been 7 years ago. No, I don't think so.
I think we've all heard this before, but that quote that's like, in order to help yourself, help someone else or something like mm-hmm. that. So mm-hmm. basically, when you focus on other people, it really benefits you, which is basically, that's what altruism is. Mm-hmm. But acts of kindness are way more likely to, and doing things for someone else are far more likely to lead to your overall happiness changing than doing something for yourself. So like there was this study done where all these people received a bonus from a company, and there were different, they were asked what they spent it on. So either bills and expenses, rent or mortgage, buying something for yourself or buying something for someone else or donating to charity. And the last two brought people way more happiness, spending that bonus on other people or donating to charity. And they were able to remember like way down the road what they spent that on, rather than other people being like, I have no idea what I spent that on. Like they may have bought themselves something they really wanted, but in the long run, you're not going to remember that the same way that you remember helping somebody else. And there's this quote from Pope Francis that I really liked. And it's, rivers do not drink their own water. Trees do not eat their own fruit. The sun does not shine on itself, and flowers do not spread their fragrance for themselves. Living for others is a rule of nature. We are all born to help each other, no matter how difficult it is. Life is good when you are happy, but much better when others are happy because of you.
That's a great one.
So if you're thinking badly about yourself, like you're thinking like, I'm so stupid, like why did I let this happen or whatever, you can replace that thought immediately. He had everyone go through and like raise their hand and say, what's your little mantra that you say when you're feeling that way to kind of like bring yourself out of it? And like some examples are like, tomorrow's another day. This too shall pass. I am
Silliness or Jethrin. I will not be afraid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's from a book series, if anyone was wondering. Read Through a Glass. It's great.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I've thought that a couple times in my head. And as embarrassing as that sounds, it's like, it works. So
it does.
Anyways, so just replacing negative thoughts with like, you can have your own little phrase that you say. And then there's the AAA model, awareness, action, and acceptance. So awareness is having an honest assessment of what's going on. So like taking whatever's stressing you out and being like, okay, is this actually something that I need to be this stressed out about? Like, is this actually something that is a big problem, or am I kind of building it up in my head?
You know what's funny is a lot of these are things that's like, oh, I would remind my students to do this. I need to be like walking the walk and practicing what I preach. But we would talk about like, is this a big problem or a little problem? Like, is this something that like we need help to solve, or is this something we could solve on our own? And we kind of like do like a breakdown of what exactly it is that the problem is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and like sometimes you see how people talk to toddlers, and it's like sometimes I think maybe adults need to be talked to that way too. No. Like gentle parenting, but for adults. And then action is the second A. So do something about what's stressing you out, because we'll be stressed about something, but then we don't do anything and we procrastinate and we let it just hang over our heads for weeks and weeks. And then finally you do that thing and you're like, wow, that was so small. It was so easy. And I built it up to be this huge thing. Mm-hmm. And then three is acceptance. So if there's nothing that can be done about it, you kind of got to like let it go or accept it. And there's a quote that's like
the serenity prayer there.
Yes, he talked about the serenity prayer.
It's a good prayer.
And he said that, does one of you have that memorized and you can say it?
No, but there's a magnet with it on Grandma's fridge.
Okay, I have it right here. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And he was talking about how people who live by the serenity prayer are less stressed out.
So yeah, we definitely should memorize it.
Yes,
or we should. Or all get fridge magnets.
That can be your replacement thought. Anyways, there's also another quote that's like, if it's not going to affect you in 5 years, don't waste 5 minutes thinking about or worrying about it, something like that.
So yeah, I don't like that one, because then my mind does the whole like worst case scenario thing where I'm like, well, this wouldn't affect, like, let's say I was in school and it was like, all right, let's say like I fail this assignment. Will it affect me in 5 years? I'd be like, well, if I fail this one and then eventually fail the class and then eventually don't graduate. And I would just like, I'd go way worse with that one. So while that is a good one, if it doesn't work for you, it's okay. It didn't work for me either.
So something else he talked about a little bit is control over stressors, basically. So if you have perceived control, it lessens the effect of stress. So for example, like with the pandemic, he kind of went back to talking about COVID quite a bit because it was something that caused many, many people a lot of stress. And so with control, he was like, what do we focus on? So for an example, that there were no live concerts, no sporting events, you couldn't really dine out and you couldn't go to like amusement, entertainment things, no parties, you can't be with as many friends. But he was talking about how there was also less traffic, which contributed to the less pollution in the world. And there was more time to maybe enjoy that old hobby that you used to love, and more singing birds, saving money for later. And we had to come up with more creative ways to connect that maybe actually like brought up new things you enjoy. He also talked about like rituals and routines and how those can be a way of feeling like you're in control, and they can be comforting. So it's like we all have heard of like having a comfort show, you know?
Yeah.
Like Amy's comfort show is probably Friends, and I like to watch Frasier and Gilmore Girls, and
which I've started, by the way. I'm like almost done with the first season.
Yay! What do you think of Dean?
He's okay so far.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes, he's. I've got some concerns, but like so far, he hasn't really been like, they haven't really shown a whole lot of him. Like,
fair enough. And I have like multiple comfort shows, and I didn't know that was a thing until people started saying that, and I was like, no, I just have a lot of shows I like so much that I rewatch them, and then I'd see videos that were like, if you rewatch a lot of shows over and over again, maybe it's because you're avoiding anxiety. And this was like, no, I just really like the shows. Leave me alone.
No, but like, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, it gives you comfort and it makes you feel good. And there's nothing there. That's a good thing. Or like rituals, like every morning when I make my coffee with Micah and he helps me put the pod in the Nespresso and he turns it on and he gets excited about helping me make it. And it's something I really love. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I can look forward to every day. And then also thinking of balance as a verb rather than like, I'm just seeking balance in my life. Like everybody likes to say that. Like, I just need more balance. And he said to think of that word more as the verb. So you're balancing things out, which it is something that is going to change and it's going to ebb and flow. And he also talked about something that I think is important, that we aren't always meant to be happy. Like as people, we're not always going to feel happy. That's unrealistic. And that's not how we're supposed to be. Like we're supposed to have a range of emotions. And when you can accept that and not constantly be thinking like, I need to be happy, I need to be happy, I need to be happy 24/7. It's better for you because you can basically not always have that unrealistic expectation.
That's just like Inside Out. I love that movie. I think it is so cool and deep for a kid's, especially for a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
talking about your feelings, and that, like, it's okay to feel sad, and it's okay to feel angry, and it's like all of those uncomfortable feelings are normal, and it's not good to just constantly try and, like, be happy and forget about all those other things.
Yeah. Oh, Inside Out is, like, one of my favorite animated.
I really like it.
Especially for the first time when I was on a plane, and I think Jade and I were long distance at the time, and it was late at night, and I was tired, and I had never seen it before, and I watched it on one of the flights that has a little plane in the back seat, and I start crying at one point, and I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Like, my people sitting next to me are gonna say I'm watching a Disney movie, and I'm crying.
Okay, but anybody who has also watched that would probably be like, oh, I totally get you. Like,
right.
You know what I always think about is how they talk about the core memories in that. And yeah. The song that plays, it's like, dun, 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 yeah. Dun, dun, dun. And, like, sometimes Michael will be doing something or something, like, super cute will happen. When he first learned how to blow dandelion fuzz. And it was like, sometimes I, like, almost start crying. Like, oh, my gosh, this is a core memory, you know?
Like, well, I think that sometimes too, and I'm like, oh, what a core memory that they're making right now. And then I'm like, or maybe it's a core memory for me.
Yes. That's, like, such a cool thing about becoming a mom is, like, you all of a sudden get all of these new core memories. Like, we make so many of them when we're children, but, like, you make a ton of them when you have a baby too.
I think it's a good reminder too, to be a little bit more childlike, like finding joy in the littlest things. Like, we'll be going today. We were, Josie was on her bike and we were going for a walk and she was going. And then all of a sudden just put the brakes on and, like, skidded to a stop because there was a bush of flowers that she needed to smell.
Aww.
And so, like, she smelled those and then kept riding going. And I was like, wow, like, that was pretty, it just made, like, I probably was a little bit too deep with it, but I was like, oh, I should probably stop trying to rush through everything.
I saw something that said, be patient with them because they're seeing everything for the first time and they're learning everything for the first time. And it's like, yeah, if you were for the first time ever saw that beautiful flower, you'd probably be like, whoa, hold on. You know, this one's kind of obvious, I guess, but optimistic people are healthier and live longer. So trying to be an optimist, optimistic people are 18% less likely to die from most causes of mortality. And optimistic people in another study were found to live 19% longer than pessimistic people.
Hmm. So happy thoughts.
To have good thoughts. And I mean, something to note is, like, optimistic people are just people who are probably taking better care of themselves. And so therefore they're having a better mindset, you know, and things like that. They're probably healthier, all of that, but something to keep in mind. And then, so lastly, I want to just talk about this activity that you can kind of do that I thought was a cool one. So you get out a piece of paper. You guys can do this if you want, if you have something nearby while we...
Let's do it.
Okay. Yep. You both have a piece of paper and a pen?
Yep.
Turn your paper horizontal and you're going to draw two big circles.
Like a Venn diagram?
Just two circles next to each other. They're not supposed to touch.
Okay.
They're going to be pie charts. And then somewhere on your paper, you're going to make a list. List everything that basically describes you. So for me, I put, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a sister, I'm a massage therapist, I'm a friend, I'm an aunt, I'm a podcaster, I'm a granddaughter. So basically you're going to list, like, all of those things.
Wait, did you say we had to rank them?
No, sorry. You just need to write them down. Just write them down. Okay. So while you guys are working on that, I'm going to describe what's going on. So in your circle on the left, what you're going to do is you're going to draw out how much of your circle. We're making a pie chart, remember. So you're going to draw out how much of your circle is your biggest identifier, basically. So, for example, I drew a big chunk of my pie as a mom. Because mm-hmm. right now, being a mom is what is at the forefront. And it's what takes up the most of my time, the most of my energy. And then my second one, I put wife. And then I put massage therapist. And then I put all my other ones because they're a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. And those other ones take up such a tiny little piece of my pie compared to the mom. It's very much heavily skewed as me being a mom right now. And then on the right-hand side, you basically put what you would like your life to look like. So I made, not that I want to make being a mom any less of my life, but I basically have a little bit more of the other things that I feel are my identity. So I made the mom a little bit smaller, I made the wife a little bit bigger, made like my job a little bigger, made the podcast bigger, made being like a granddaughter bigger, because I don't, like, I send my grandma like letters and thank you notes and things, but I don't call her enough. So I like want to make that a bigger part of my pie. And then I also added in things. So he said, add in things that you want to be or you want to add into your life. So I added, like, I want to get back into fitness and nutrition the way that I used to be. And I want to be more outdoorsy. So I made that a piece of my pie. And then I put, I made also being a sister a slightly bigger piece of the pie and an aunt. Okay, so just so you guys know. But basically, by doing this, it's giving you, like, if you're a visual person, especially, I'm very visual, like, seeing this laid out, I'm like, it can be a little bit more evenly distributed with all the other things that I am and who I want to be. Because, I mean, not to get off too far onto this tangent, but when you become a mom, it can kind of, like, take over your entire identity and your entire life. Mm-hmm. And I know for some people, like, the presenter of this course, his part of the pie was like his job was the entire thing almost. And so it, depending on the person and depending on where you're at in your life, your pie can be skewed for many different identifiers. But it can just basically, you can look at that and say, like, wow, I maybe you didn't realize how much of your pie was spent on one thing, or maybe you didn't realize how little bit of your pie was spent on being, like, for me, a granddaughter. And it can kind of just make you think a little bit about how you want to spend your time and who you want to be. So I thought that was kind of cool. And he said basically to take this and make concrete plans and tasks to increase the pieces of your pie that you want to increase. So I don't know if you guys wanted to talk about your pies at all, or if you even thought that that was helpful at all.
I mean, this is something that's been, I feel like, in the forefront of my mind a lot lately, because, like you were saying, being a mom is more heavily skewed right now. And I know that it's a very short, in the overall grand scheme of things, it's a very short amount of time that, like, that is going to be
the case.
So heavily focused on. Like, obviously it's always going to be huge and I want it to stay that way, but sometimes it almost feels kind of like I'm losing a part of the rest of myself, like the other things that make me me. And so I was talking to Erin, you know, trying to find, like, making that, but like you said, making balance a verb and kind of trying to find the time to, like, add in those other parts.
I guess the one thing right now, a lot of my pie is more focused on being a wife. I think that's because right now I'm a stay-at-home wife, since we're, you know, about to move, kind of a unique situation where I'm not working. But I'm not, like, mad about it.
And that's okay. You can be completely content with your pie. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I might change, like, I think, like, there are smaller things. Like, I'm very happy with my pie being pretty, you know, I mean, think the relationship with your spouse is one of the most important, probably the most important, in, you know, relationship you have in your life. But it does make me think that I am kind of excited to have a part of my pie become, you know, going back to work. It actually makes me kind of excited about that, mm-hmm. which a little part of me was, like, kind of thinking it'd be hard to go back to that after not working for a while. But I'm kind of excited about it, and
good.
I'm happy. It was like, oh, I'm kind of excited to add that back into my pie, being, like, a substitute teacher again and being mm-hmm. able to interact with, like, the students again. So that was nice.
Good.
Well, and it's cool that you were able to, like, draw out your pie and, like, look at it and say, I'm happy pretty much with everything that the way that it is. I just know that moving on into the next chapter of our lives, I get to add something new and I'm excited about it. Like, that's cool too, because you're evaluating where you're at and you're saying, I like this. I'm going to keep up what I'm doing. And so I think it's a good thing probably to do, you know, periodically.
I think it also made me feel better, because sometimes you do feel, it does feel like I don't have enough to my identity or something. But then when you lay it out and you're like, but I'm a daughter and I'm a sister and I'm an aunt and I'm a niece and a granddaughter and all these different things. And I think of all the ways that I maintain those relationships, the calls I make and the letters I send and everything else and the trips I make to visit people. Then it feels like a lot more. And it's like, oh, I am doing more. I'm, you know, I maintain all those parts of my pie.
Yeah. Yeah. And I
don't know. Yummy looking pie.
Yeah.
And, like, just being very, like, for visual people, I think it's super helpful mm-hmm. because sometimes in your mind, you don't really think about it that way. But then when you write it out, it's like, oh, wow. It's kind of eye opening sometimes. But If you guys don't have anything else to add, I think we can go into the rapid fire.
Sounds okay. Good.
Okay, so we thought we would end with some rapid fire this or that when talking about what we like to do to manage stress. And this is kind of on like the lighthearted side, just to end with that. But first one is, would you rather... Oh, okay. I guess that's kind of more of a would you rather. But stay in and relax with a good book or go out with friends and dance the night away. If you're feeling stressed, which one would you pick?
I think go out with friends, being around other people.
I think so too. I think I love seeing a good book, but if I'm stressed out, that's going to be a way better like release and distraction. Dancing.
I think too, because that's not something I get as much of a chance to do right now. And so like when I do get the chance, it's like, yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Beach or mountains?
Oh, Madeline, you took my two favorite places.
See, if I'm super stressed, I'm thinking maybe the beach. That sounds relaxing.
I don't think this is a fair question because those are my two favorite places so nice. To go.
If so it's like an empty beach and there aren't a lot of other people around than the beach.
So for me, this one was, I was thinking about this very, I don't know why, but I was like really thinking about this. If I could only go to the beach for the rest of my life or only go to the mountains for the rest of my life, I'd pick the mountains because you can have like a lot of time in the mountains versus like the beach. I get tired of it after like a little while because like it's hot or the sand's sticky or whatever. Mm. So I think overall I'd have to pick mountains, even though I love both of them.
I mean, if overall, we're saying like good, you could never go to one or the other, then mountains.
That's true. Because, I mean, the amount of time I've just spent like hiking and camping, that's a good point.
Well, and also my happy place was in the mountains. So I was like, I got to go with the mountains.
Yeah.
Okay, yoga or a run? Katie, I was like, Madeline. This is going to stump you. I'm curious what you
think. Can I go for a run and then do yoga afterwards?
No. Katie, you have to pick. Pick one
if I'm feeling really stressed, and anxious, going for a run is like immediate release right there. Mm. Whereas yoga, I feel like is a better like maintenance, like proactive, being proactive about it.
Running makes me feel like I'm gonna die, so I'm gonna.
I'm gonna go with yoga.
And yoga,
when
like,
we were talking about things that we can do to like lessen stress, is like I was just thinking about being proactive about it. Like I have been feeling really anxious and stressed, and it's hitting me almost every day in the afternoons around 2 or 3. And I know it's because the like lack of sleep is hitting me right around then. But I've been more intentional about like every morning going for a run or a walk, just loading the girls up in the stroller and making it happen. And it feels like, okay, this is so much work just getting everybody happy and ready and going at the same time. But then once we're out there, it's so wonderful. And that like carries on through the rest of the day. So getting outside and going for a run is just huge for me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and yoga like has that meditative aspect to it. And that's one of my favorite things.
Was I talking to you? I was just talking to someone about how, oh no, I was talking to mom about how when I do yoga, I'm focusing so hard on the pose and my practice, like how I'm positioning my body and how I'm holding like the different cues that I use in my head, like turn, you know, like this part of my arms out, like keeping my knees over my ankles, like whatever it is, like I'm focusing so hard on those cues that like by the end of it, my mind's completely clear because I haven't been able to think about anything else. I'm trying to like perfect that position and not worrying about anything else. So like that is, it is its own form of meditation.
Yeah, totally.
See, I like doing Pilates because I think maybe I just haven't mastered it. I'm not big on the meditating yet. And Pilates, you're moving fast enough and switching positions and doing this quick enough that I don't have time to think that much.
Amy, have you ever gone to an actual yoga class?
Does that one count outside of the winery where the lady kissed Katie's head?
No. Because all I can think of is blow out through your blowhole. And okay, let me just tell this story really fast so people know what we're talking about. So we did this yoga on the lawn in front of a winery one time.
Which was actually still really fun.
It was a beautiful day, and it was
stress relief a couple days before my wedding.
I just had a really hard time not laughing throughout it because this teacher...
Her cues were very funny.
Well, and Katie's a very... She's a yogi. She's very good at yoga.
That was in my list, Madeline, of things that I identified.
Oh, good. Good. I thought it might. But anyways, Katie's, like, doing these, like, headstands and, like, I don't know. She's doing all this, like, really impressive stuff. And, like, she's doing a great job at all of this, all of these poses, and the rest of us are very, very mediocre at yoga. And so this lady took it upon her to make Katie like her pupil, her star pupil. And so like she's like going through it, and one of her cues was about, we're in downward dog, and she's like, blow through your blowhole, and we're like, you're a whale, and you're blowing out your blowhole, and we're literally all just like trying so hard not to like laugh. It's such a weird vision, like standing there with your butt in the air. But anyways, then Katie's like doing this pose, and she comes around and she kisses her on the forehead.
It was,
and
we're like, so odd.
What's happening right now? But yeah, that was a very fun time. But Amy, I don't think that can count. I think you need to go to a like actual yoga studio, and it's like they guide you through the meditation, they guide you through the breathing, and so that you're not having to do it on your own. And I think that's what makes it
so focusing on your breath is so important. And like when you're breathing in, when you're breathing out, like that's a really big part of it. But like I remember before I ever really had my own practice thinking that yoga was kind of boring and not like very challenging. But I think that's because I didn't know enough about it. Like, I really didn't know what I was doing. So, yeah, if you just kind of, like, halfway do each pose, it does seem like it's easy. But when you're really looking at, like, the alignment and how you're truly supposed to be positioned, that's when you realize, oh, this is actually really challenging.
It's not that I don't think yoga is hard. It's just that I enjoy other things more. But that might also be because I don't have classes. Also, I feel like our rapid fire became a little less rapid.
we just took a deep dive.
Yeah. Okay, a hot bath or sauna session?
Quick wrap. Read in the bath.
Okay, barefoot grounding in the grass or lounging in the sun?
Wait, am I not in the sun if I'm in the grass?
Like, you are in the sun in both. So would you rather be laying out in the sun in your front yard on a chair or standing barefoot in your grass in the sun?
I'm going to say laying out in the backyard or standing in the dirt or sand because grass makes me itchy.
Oh, I love walking in the – Micah and I walk barefoot in the grass every day.
I like being barefoot, but grass – I have a grass allergy.
Oh, no, that kind of makes it not fun. And I don't like laying in the sun because I don't want to get sunburned, and I burn really easily.
Ooh.
Amy, which ones?
Well, I think laying in the sun. I just like the feel of the sun.
Okay, lavender or peppermint?
Peppermint.
So we're all in agreement there. Okay, and last one, a massage or wine tasting?
Wine tasting.
Over a massage?
100% a massage.
Okay, yeah, I'm taking the massage.
Wait. I think a massage feels nice, but for me, it's more, if I'm not going wine tasting by myself. I'm going with my husband or I'm going with friends, so it's a social fun event.
Well, you can do a couples massage.
No.
Okay. All right, wait, I had a few too, Maddie. Okay. Would you rather listen to music to unwind or watch a funny show?
Ooh, watch a funny show.
Read a book.
That wasn't
an option.
Watch a show.
Okay, would you rather read or watch TV?
Read.
Okay, this depends. If I'm in the middle of a really good book, read. If I'm just starting out a book and I'm not into it, definitely watch a show.
Totally agree. All right, would you rather go to a pumpkin patch or a corn maze? This is like a seasonal one. Pumpkin patch. I'm going to say pumpkin patch. Some friends invited us to some kind of like scare forest or scream forest thing tomorrow night. It's like a, think of like a haunted like corn maze, except for in the forest.
That sounds a little stressful.
You know what? I think it's going to be fun, but it might be a little stressful too. I'm a little concerned.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
Well, Amy, now you have so many stress management techniques.
I do. Some man will be chasing the chainsaw and I'll be walking in the grass bare feet.
I am seeing the corn stalks. I am hearing a chainsaw. I am feeling terror.
That might not be the best time.
That's not going to help.
I am tasting metal in my mouth.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, and if I'm like really stressed out, sometimes I'd rather listen to music because then I can sing along to it. So sometimes that helps. But let's see. Okay, and would you rather pet a cat or a dog or go for a horse ride? Which I know we don't do very often, but we used to be able to.
I think I choose horse ride just because I don't have the opportunity to do that as often.
Special.
Yeah, and like, I don't know about you guys, but when I smell horses, when I smell that smell, it like makes me think of home and it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah.
Brings us back to being kids again.
Yep.
All right. comfort food or a comfort drink?
Comfort drink.
Drink.
I have a feeling Katie and Maddie thought of two different drinks.
Yes. What are you saying? Two different kinds. Choose your words carefully.
Just that you chose the wine tasting. Nothing else.
I want to drink the drink.
I just pictured Maddie's being coffee and yours being like a glass of nice wine.
What does it say that I have a glass right next to me right now?
Right now, mine might be comfort drink and it would be boba tea. A strawberry milk tea with boba pearls. Okay. And would you rather watch a chick flick or a drama?
A drama.
Ooh. Okay, mine's going to be a chick flick if I'm like stressed out. No
drama. Yeah, if I'm stressed out, I want chick flick.
Yeah. I'm stressed out. Let's put on She's the Man. And I
will. I love to, like, watch emotional dramas and, like, feel the feeling sometimes.
Madeline likes to take really sad videos and then send us to us without any context. And, like, not give me a warning. And then I'm crying in the middle of the day watching a stupid TikTok because she sent me something sad without any, like, warning.
I'm sorry. I try to send warnings with them, but I must have forgot.
Well, you'll also be telling me about a show, and be like, "This is really, really good." And I'm like, "Isn't this like a really sad show that makes everyone cry?" And you're like, "Yeah, but that's the good. Like, it makes you feel it's good." But I want that. Movies that you love that I liked watching maybe once because they're a great film and they are emotional, but I don't want to put myself through that one more than once. And you're like, "That's my favorite movie. I watch it every Christmas."
Oh my gosh! Right. I love. So like, This Is Us is a show. It's a drama, and I love that show. I just like, especially the first few seasons. It's just so sweet, and I really like it.
I have never seen it. But I'll give it a shot,
Katie.
After
Katie,
I get through Gilmore Girls,
Katie, beware though, because you're probably going to be crying all the time. So,
ugh, Madeline.
See, this is why every time Maddie suggests that show to me, I say no.
Whereas if Amy gives me one, I'm like, all right, I know it's going to be funny.
Yeah,
I do like funny shows too. It's just sometimes I like to feel the feelings.
Yes,
all the feels.
I feel enough feelings through your TikTok videos. I'm good.
Take a nap or clean the house.
Clean the house. Napping just makes me feel
tired. What is the, like, I think a nap sounds like way more fun.
Okay, but say, okay, Katie, here's the scenario. You have 2 hours free, okay?
Do I'm gonna nap for an hour, then I'm gonna clean.
Okay, but you can only pick one. You can take a 2 hour nap.
Honestly, in all reality, I know if I had 2 free hours, I would clean over taking a nap because I know that I'd be able to accomplish so much.
See, I thought of one, but I'm like, maybe this is just much more specific to me. Okay, like, wait, would you rather spend $20 that's just for you, or $50, whatever. Do you spend it? Would you rather spend it at Ulta, or would you rather spend it on clothes?
Clothes.
Ulta.
Okay. I'm a little torn on this because yesterday I found an amazing thrift store and got a bunch of clothes, and I was super excited. And then today I went to Ulta, so. They're both pretty great, but the one at the thrift store I think made me happier, so I'd probably buy a bunch of clothes.
Draw a picture, or do you start baking?
Baking.
I can tell you right now, either I do of those a lot things. Of baking.
Definitely baking.
Is there a third option?
Amy, you don't draw anymore? You used to draw all the time.
Not very often. I know, I used to draw constantly, but I don't know. It's one of the, you know, it's funny how many of my hobbies kind of just got kicked to the curb when I went to college and was too busy for them. Mm. And I'm slowly trying to reincorporate them back in. I feel like this year, like 2022, was the first year I finally got back to reading a lot after college. And I'm going to try to get the rest of those fun hobbies back in there eventually, too.
This ended up being a little longer than I thought, but we definitely had enough to talk about.
Yeah, I thought we would. See, I didn't even get to tell a lot of my facts, but a lot of them weren't that fun. They were kind of like all the bad things that stress does. So.
Oh, and we already know that it's bad. Yeah,
like it literally can shrink your brain. Let's
end on this positive note. We're off
now. So I hope you guys enjoyed this, and maybe you can take away some of these tips and tactics we talked about. I hope that you're feeling less stressed by listening to this. And thank you so much for listening. We hope that you will leave us a 5-star rating and review to make us feel joy and less stress. Not trying to guilt trip you or anything. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and now TikTok at She's My Sister Podcast. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.